You're listening to the MRelevance Marketing Minute. This segment is made possible by MRelevance and brought to you by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum. On the Marketing Minute, we discuss the latest marketing strategies and tactics, from branding to social media to the latest technology and tools, all to help you sharpen your approach to marketing and PR and drive your message. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the MRelevance Marketing Minutes edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. Today we're going to talk about Twitter. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, Twitter has kind of been in the news lately a lot, courtesy of our soon-to-be president, Donald Trump, who seems to be reviving the site a bit.
I've been very frustrated. There's been a lot of conversation out there that Twitter's on its last legs. I disagree. I think there's still a lot of power behind this platform. I think there's still something that's worth investing time in.
I completely agree. And I think some of their recent changes make it even more powerful. So, you know, when Twitter came out, you got your 140 characters, and that included your link, your photo, your video, whatever you wanted to tweet. But now they're not counting pictures and videos as part of that 140 character count or links or attachments. Mm-hmm. So there's not an excuse to not have a photo with a tweet. I mean, why wouldn't you put a photo out there?
No, because if you're looking at Twitter on a desktop or laptop and now even on your mobile, you will see that photo. And so,
absolutely.
You know, you understand right there that will draw attention to your tweet. Let's talk for a second, though. I mean, I still think a significant part of the problem with Twitter, in my opinion, is that a significant majority of people who are using it are just broadcasting.
Correct.
Link to a story one way, and boom, 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 there's no engagement anymore.
Right. And what you find, or what I find, is even if I go out there and try to engage with people with those stories, the answer may come 2 weeks later.
Right.
Because they're not really there.
Right, right. I think it's important to talk about that you and I met on Twitter.
Absolutely.
And that's where you and I first connected. And, you know, I don't even remember what we were tweeting about. I think it's probably because we were roughly living in the same area of town and had similar interests. But that was how we met. And frankly, it's how I met my wife.
We met online.
That's not happening as much anymore.
No.
And that's, I think, is a sad state. Back when you and I were meeting on Twitter and first engaging, we were actually having conversations and talking about things and sharing interests and all that. There's still some of that happening on Twitter today, but it's a lot less than it used to be. And I think if that was to change and people were to actually use it as an engagement platform, I think it would become ridiculously popular again.
But you know what's funny about that? You say that on one hand, but on the other hand, Twitter is the breaking news.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
it is,
you know, front and central when it comes to breaking news. You look at the fires in Gatlinburg. When all of that broke out, I first saw it on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And I followed it on Twitter and flipped back and forth between Twitter and Facebook to find out what was going on. And the best news was on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's just emerging to be more of a breaking news site,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, I'm sure there's some traditional media outlets out there cringing at us saying that. But, you know, it's kind of the same thing that we talked about last week with Facebook Live. It's that live mentality, the mm-hmm. we want it now, we want to get it now, we mm-hmm. want to know what's going on, we don't want to have to wait till, tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon before you can get your news truck up there.
Right, right. Well, you're starting to see a skill I developed is monitoring those trending topics.
Mm-hmm.
Because frankly, whenever I see someone's name on there, that signifies, all right, there's something going on with that person. Either
right.
they died
right.
or they're now, for whatever reason, suddenly in the news. And that's a great way to kind of keep an eye on what's hot.
Right. I love the trending topics. I think, you know, got to throw some caution out there to our business mind marketing people who are listening to this. You know, don't use a hashtag if it isn't relevant to what's
right.
going on with you. You know, the Gatlinburg hashtags very quickly had people trying to sell stuff on them. And
mm-hmm.
it was just so inappropriate. So, you know, make sure that you're not turning your audience off by being inappropriate and hijacking hashtags.
Yep. Well, I think another valuable usage of Twitter is the customer service element to it. And I'll be honest with you, whenever I'm frustrated about something with the company, I'm one of those guys that goes to Twitter and complains, you know, but sure enough, I oftentimes get a response and someone's willing to help solve the problem.
Yeah, I tell you, I'm big friends with Delta Assist on Twitter. and I try to be nice, but every now and then I'm just, you know, you just gotta, you know, lash out. But, you know, they're always very professional and I usually get some sort of nice little voucher out of it and at least an apology. But, you know, that's where customer service happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I have my own Delta story. Just not long ago, I was on a plane that was delayed.
Yeah.
No one knew why. No one had come on the intercom and explained why there was a delay. So I got into Twitter and said, what's going on with, and I did the flight number. And I did, the city's midway to New York, and said, "What's going on with this flight?" And within minutes, I got a response saying there was a problem with the fuel line, which was great. I mean, that was helpful, and that was exactly why I went on Twitter, to see if someone could help me understand that. It's a whole other conversation as to why someone didn't get on the intercom and explain that to us. That's another episode.
Isn't that so bizarre? But yeah. I mean, the other thing I like about Twitter is, unlike Facebook, you can find and follow and attempt to connect with the people that you want to follow you.
Mm-hmm.
So you could go in there and search, bakeries in Atlanta, and decide you want to follow all the bakeries and, keep up with their latest specials and connect with them. And the point that you followed them and then start talking to them, they're probably going to follow you back.
Yeah. Well, engaging with people is the most surefire way to get someone to follow you back. Just because you do follow them doesn't mean they're going to. There was a time when that was a popular trend, and there were tools where you could auto follow people. I think it needs to be a more authentic. But I'll tell you, the one way I've used Twitter that's never changed in the eight years, good Lord, that we've been on this, is, for me, it's a great way to keep a tab on what my customers and what prospects are up to.
Right.
People say, "Well, I don't care what someone has for breakfast." Well, I do, because if there's someone I'm trying to do business with, I don't know what they're doing with their life, because that's how I get to know them. So, anybody who's a customer of mine, anyone who's a potential customer of mine, I like to follow them on Twitter and just monitor them, see what they're up to, see what they care about. It's a great way to kind of look under the hood and see what they're interested in.
Yeah. And kind of to your same point of monitoring and keeping up with things, I like to use it at trade shows, conferences, conventions, because there's almost always a hashtag. And we can do a whole nother segment on hashtags and where they're used. But there's almost always a hashtag. So it's going to roll up everyone talking about that event into one hashtag. And you can find people to talk to. You can figure out who's giving away the free cookies, or some trade shows, free beer. Mm-hmm. And really keep a pulse on who's there and what's hot and where are the hot sessions and who's tweeting.
I do think we should do a separate episode on hashtags, because I think there's a way to leverage those very effectively. You're starting to see more and more hashtags published on the sides of service vans and on banners and on billboards. And so
And even same for usernames. I noticed that, a lot of people just now say, follow me at, I'm on Twitter, I'm at Atlanta PR, but some people have been savvy enough and have an unusual name that they can get that same name across all the platforms. So it's kind of cool if you can just put at whatever your, username is for Facebook and Twitter and whatever on your van, and not have to say a million different things.
All right. So in wrapping up, we agree that Twitter is still a very potent and powerful platform, that if you leverage it the right way, that's not to say you can't publish links to articles and content there. It's a great way to get it distributed, but that's not the only thing you do. Engaging and actually interacting with different Twitter accounts is a great way to develop engagement.
Absolutely. And people, engage with others that engage. It's like you get a much better following if you're out there having conversations.
And frankly, it's a great way to keep an eye on what the president's doing.
Absolutely. The real Donald Trump.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Carol, should anyone have any questions about how to leverage Twitter more effectively for the business, how do they find you?
Well, if you are still confused on Twitter or hashtags, you can contact Marketing Relevance at 770-383-3360 and ask for me or Courtney or Mandy, and any of us will be happy to help.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's M Relevance Marketing Minutes edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of my co-host Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.
Thank you for listening to the M Relevance Marketing Minute. Today's episode was made possible by M Relevance, a marketing, communication, and interactive agency. To get help on SEO, creative, PR, social media, web development, and more, visit marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week on the M Relevance Marketing Minute.